Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Elm. For this episode, as you saw in the title, it's called KidCast. So my brother, my sister, and I are going to be doing interview questions, and it should be really funny, I figured, because, I don't know, we all just have this kind of, different, yeah. Hello. You can say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry. Oh my goodness, Lawrence. Okay, someone legit smells like peanut butter. Who is this?
No, it's love.
It's not me. It is definitely
not. Oh, it smells so
good. Peanut butter boy. Peanut butter boy. Okay. Is this good? Can everyone reach that?
Yeah, I can reach it.
Or can?
Can you just be quiet?
Yes. Fine.
You're getting
hurt. Okay. So what's your first question?
Okay, what do people misunderstand about you the most? Who wants to go first? How about Miles?
Me! Okay, well, you know that I'm like a 9, and like people think like,
oh my gosh, it legit smells.
Tell me! Well, people don't understand, like, I'm a 9-year-old, but like, I can still like, I still know stuff, like,
yeah, like if you're not 9, you don't know stuff you're saying.
No, I'm saying that, like, even though I'm 9, I'm really interested in lore, and I know a lot about it, but, like, even though I'm 9, like, it's not people, like, people will probably not expect a 9-year-old to know so much about lore and all about fighting and stuff. That's what people misunderstand about me, so that's why I stand in the shadows.
Okay, Lily, what do people misunderstand about you the most?
I think people misunderstand that, okay, so people usually, when I say I love potatoes, they think, okay, like, it's just like someone saying, it's just like someone saying, I love ice cream, like, you know, okay, they probably have it, you know, once or twice a week.
She loves potatoes.
Okay, there's loving potatoes, and then there's me. If you could see my hands right now, one hand is 20,000 miles above the other, okay? I love potatoes, okay? I love them. I eat them every night at 10 o'clock. You can see me making my potatoes, my wedges in the oven. They'd be really good. Oh, the flavor.
Okay. My turn to be on the other chair.
Okay,
then. Sorry. Sorry, it was so funny.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, I forgive you. I forgive.
What did
you
forget?
I don't know.
Okay, so maybe let's do next question, yeah?
Wait, no.
Capiche?
Yeah, okay. So.
Capiche?
Okay, guys. Wow.
Do you edit your videos?
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot to edit out.
Yeah, I will. Well, what's your favorite childhood memory? For me, I really like corn. Oh!
I was the only person here who didn't go, oh, because that is cringe.
Miles, you actually smell like corn.
Don't say that on live interview.
What's your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, can I go first?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so probably
I'm laughing so hard I'm gonna fall apart.
In school, me and my friends, we were doing this. There's this task in school that we have to. It is in school. There was a task where we had to create a music video. We have to create a dance to a song, and we did this song called "I Love Bread." It's really good. And so,
how about we do a little song? How about we all sing it?
Okay.
A 5, 6, 7.
No, but I know the whole thing because I had to practice it.
I don't think they want to hear the whole.
No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I kind of want it. Wait, okay, should I? No, should I like
no,
rap
no,
it?
No, no,
Yes.
Okay, no, that'd be so cool.
Okay, let's do a little acapella.
You guys have to do go in the background. Let's do a little pitch. But wait. Okay. First let me just finish my thing. So we were doing this thing. This thing for I Love Bread, and it was really good, but we didn't have any bread on the day we were recording it. So me and my friend Lucas, we went up to the canteen at our school and asked if they had any bread, and they had like this English muffin bread, and they gave us it for free, and we just took it down and recorded it with that, and it was really fun. And then probably also I got up at 10 o'clock one time, and like all because I got up at 10 o'clock, my dad drove me to the city, and we like got ice cream there. It was really fun. That was like a treat, and it was really, really good. Yeah.
A 5, 6, 7.
No wait, I don't even have a question. Yeah, no, you can do it. Wait.
A 5, 6.
No wait, no wait. Just let me. 7, 8.
A
5, 6, 7, 8.
I love bread.
I love bread. I eat it every day. That's why I'm here to try a new
bread.
Yum, you know, wiener dog, wiener dog.
Wiener dog.
How'd you get so wrong?
I love bread.
Wish.
I love bread and bread loves me.
B-R-E-A-D. I love bread and bread loves me.
Everybody get some bread.
Everybody get some bread.
Who was that on the drums, you ask? It was me.
Are you sure?
I thought it was Jiminy Cricket. No, it was not Jiminy Cricket. It was Jeepers. But, like, it was me.
Really? Sounds really like Jiminy Cricket to me.
So, yeah, everybody. Ready?
No. So, newsflash, Eli can play the drums. Okay, next question. Good job, Eli.
Okay. Oh yeah, what's your favorite childhood memory, Lily?
Okay. Since I'm actually an adult, if the listeners don't know, I'm actually I'm not 14.
Yes, you are.
Imagine being 14. I'm actually 21, turning 22 in. I don't know, but anyway.
You sound like a small child.
I may sound small, but I'm mighty. So yeah.
I can kill you on the trampoline.
Yeah, okay. Like to see joy. Miles.
You want me to pound you.
Probably my favorite childhood memory, I'd say is, bread. I don't know. Oh, me and Eli used to go hunting for wombats, literally in like some rocks in our garden. Like we just sit there for hours
scary.
And like rocks.
Stop.
Okay, we don't need your commentary, Miles. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway,
like,
it's fine.
Shotgun?
No. We just sit down on the ground for hours and like go our feet like back and forth like we're sledding and be like we're hunting for wombats, and I don't know what we were hoping we'd find. Like,
did you ever find a wombat?
One time, yes, and it's still here with us today.
What?
But
it's actually passed
a few days ago. So
ooh.
R.I.P.
Wombat.
Danny.
Wait, what? Danny?
Yeah, his name was Danny.
Well. That's kind of sad.
Well, I don't make the rules. His name was Danny. So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eli's just doing something, so that's why he's not here.
Yeah. Eli's not here, so actually, I can. Okay, let me spill the real tea about Eli. He's actually.
I'm what?
A fairy! He's a fairy! Okay.
Okay, what just happened? But I just went to go boil the kettle for some tea, mate. I went to go get some tea and
you're Scottish.
This is
British.
These people think that Australians sound like, and I'm like, what?
I know
sound
it's
like
so
this?
Annoying. We don't sound like this, mate. We really don't.
We
sound
really
like
don't
it.
Sound like it.
I know, mate. We really don't
and
sound
then,
like
and
it.
And then it turns to British,
like
and I'm like,
oh, Hermione, Harry, Harry Potter.
And then it turns into a dog. And then it turns into a cat.
Do you think this is the show where she or could I might get the...
Okay, sorry, we're getting off topic.
Okay.
On with the question.
Did you do your favorite memory?
Yeah, I did. It was digging for wombats.
Digging. With me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you said it was hunting for wombats. I thought it was a shotgun.
Okay, digging and hunting is the same thing.
Oh. No,
B R O O.
If you hunt, oh wait, yes it is. Well, it depends.
Okay, guys.
That was not me barking.
What's your biggest failure and what did you learn from that experience? Who has their answer right now, though? I don't have one.
Okay, I've got my biggest failure, guys. I'd say my biggest failure is that one time
you can,
that...
You can adjust the mic to your face.
Okay, hey guys, sorry. This feels better. Okay, so I'm gonna get real... This might be a bit of some sentimental... Okay, this is some sentimental stuff, guys. I don't know, I might be tearing up, but it's this one time that I had these potatoes on a tray, and I left them in the oven for a little bit too short. And they were crunchy. No, I can never forgive myself. And that's probably one of my... And I learned from that experience. Really, really, I learned.
Now are you like...
Potatoes are supposed to be for 30.2 minutes.
Now
okay,
she's like,
guys?
We have to get seriously. Precise!
Yeah, I do have to get precise. Okay, practice makes perfect. Luckily, I've had a lot of practice from me staying up in...
At
you know,
3 a.m. making chicken nuggies.
In the hours of the night that no one should be awake. You know what I mean, guys.
Those
who know, you know? Okay? The girls that get it, okay? No. The people that stay awake at 2 a.m. making wedges will get it. Okay, back to the
mom's
video.
Mom's coming.
Okay, guys. Okay, evacuate. Evacuate. Okay. Code blue. Oh, she's here. Code blue.
Hello. Do you want to come say hi, little mother?
Hello, what's going on in here? Hello.
You're on me,
girl.
Oh.
I'm going to pass out. Am I supposed to say
something? No, it's fine. Okay, so, next question. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be? Mine would be either being generous, loving music, or having a podcast. And so, Miles, you go next.
Wait, what question are we doing?
We're doing. What if you could be remembered for one thing? What would it be?
I will be remembered for fighting for glory.
What? I'm being serious.
Nice.
Fighting.
Come on, Ashley.
Okay.
Killing that.
Miles, Ashley. Okay.
Come on, Miles. Okay, fine.
Okay.
If I'm remembered for anything, I'll be remembered for, like, being kind and helpful.
You're good at those things. If I could be remembered for one thing, I think I'd like to be remembered for my, I don't know, maybe my kindness or like my friendliness. I like to think that I'm like a pretty friendly person, or maybe like understanding. Yeah, something like that. Okay, can I just keep going with the question?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe next question we could do, what's the best compliment you've ever gotten? Miles, how about you go first? Come sit.
Face up to the mic.
Well, people saying, like, I'm really nice and, like, helpful. Friends at school saying, like, thank you so much and, like, helping me and, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. I feel like...
Yeah.
I have the heart beating.
And I have the eye of the tiger.
No.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm handsome or something. Or, like, if I'm a really good podcaster or...
He's a good podcaster.
Oh, yeah, I'm really generous because, guys, go make a hot chocolate.
Okay.
I don't even care what temperature it is. Guys, wherever you are, whatever the weather is, go make a hot chocolate. You go make one, a nice warm hot chocolate. You're all cozy in your bed or on the couch, and you can just listen to this podcast while you relaxed or have a nap or
watch some TV.
No, because then wouldn't be
fun.
Yeah, well, watch the YouTube channel on TV. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
But
Eventually.
Yeah, so
sponsored to
but I just say just go get a hot chocolate. Yeah, nice, cozy. What's an insult you receive that you're proud of?
I've got one.
Ow!
That's an insult right there.
Okay,
Okay, I'll go first, guys. One time.
Sorry.
One time. A long time ago. Okay. An insult. Okay, here we go. So, maybe, like, when people have been like, you're so tall, like, and meant it as an insult. And I'm like, yeah. Like, what's bad about that, huh? Huh? Yeah, well, I think it's, I'm proud of it, you know? Being tall is cool. You know, like, you like how every single time we go anywhere, they're like, you've grown a little. Stand next to your mom. Oh, you're so much taller than her. Oh, my gosh, you've grown so much since the last time I've seen you. But, you know, to anyone who actually does say that to me, I like it, okay, guys? It's okay, don't worry. I didn't mean that as
don't
an insult to you guys.
Don't be mean to people.
No, that was nice. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay.
Miles,
Lily signing out of the chat. Okay, Miles is next. Okay, bye.
Elite. Say elite.
Elite.
What? Okay. Wait, let me do my insult thingamajiggy.
Okay, thank you for listening, everybody, and there's a problem with the audio, but thank you, and this is just part one because it has to be cut short, but part two is going to be coming out soon,
okay.
And thank you for listening, and here's the outro. Bye!
Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop, wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me.
sunset.